Hey, this is DJ Frederick. We're celebrating the new wave of underground radio here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to dig into the Radio Thrift Shop archives and come up with a show from 2013. If you didn't hear this one the first time around, it was broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. So tune in, turn on, strap in as we go for a ride through the Wayback Machine of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck.
That means it's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome to the Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. We're celebrating the airwaves and the medium of radio from the age of Marconi to the present. Playing tapes, phonograph records, and even CDs. Going to get started today with a set of relatively new music. From a tape called Moss Pop 2008 to 2013, I'm going to start off with a group called Twin Library.
It's time.
Thank you.
Was it a picture you took? Was it a lust in that stare? Was it a dormouse upstairs? Was it that old blue book? I wish I could deduce it.
Some new music by Joyce the Librarian. Follow me, I'm right behind you. Before that, the Marshmallow Notebooks and a tune called Summer, perfect for summer. From Massachusetts, a band called Bellwire with The Bellhop. The Hal Dolls with These Blues, a Spaceman 3 cover. We started that set off with Twin Library and Shaking Hands. All relatively new music here at the Thrift Shop. And yes, this is DJ Frederick. We're digging 78s, cassettes, 45s, 33s, homemade CDs, and unexplored musical treasures. And I'll be right back with more music just after this.
Exploring science in the sea. Hurricane Bertha never got close to the United States, but it was a killer nonetheless. The storm meandered around the North Atlantic in July of 2008. It stayed hundreds of miles off the U.S. coast. Even so, it killed 3 swimmers in New Jersey and required more than 1,500 beach rescues in Maryland. Not because of high winds or massive storm surge, but by creating powerful rip currents. A rip current forms as water pushed ashore by wind and waves moves back out to sea. It moves through gaps and sandbars that concentrate the flow into narrow, swift channels that can carry unsuspecting swimmers out to sea. In fact, rip currents cause about 100 deaths on American beaches each year. The currents are especially deadly when there's an approaching storm. Even one that's far away can create strong waves that crash along the shoreline. The waves can change the contours of the ocean floor just off the beach. The waves also push water toward the shore more forcefully, so the return flow, the rip current, is stronger than normal. Storm-driven currents can reach speeds of 5 miles per hour. Surfers often use the rip currents to speed out to sea where they can catch the large waves. But such currents are stronger than most swimmers can overcome. So during hurricane season, experts urge swimmers to be especially cautious on the beaches. Know where the rip currents are and how to escape them. And keep an eye on the weather forecast for distant but potentially deadly storms. This episode of Science in the Sea was made possible by Texas Sea Grant. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you, Holly. Let's listen to some music by New Hampshire band Quilt. This is from their first release, and I think only release to this point, Cowboys in the Void. Thank you.
I've forgotten you.
That was Orange Gold Red with a tune called Ink. Before that, another tune by the Twin Library and A Country Heart. We started that set off with Quilt, Cowboys in the Void. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more music right after this. Thank you, Harpo. Well, if you are a thrift shop aficionado, I have a zine for you. Yes, you might want to try reading Glass Orchid. They just published issue number 6. It is tremendous. All kinds of good stuff musically involved there. There is an article about called Holy Smokes, The Story of the Mission. And it's a look at the strange history of a folk group of singing seminarians who later covered Dylan, Cohen, the Youngbloods, George Harrison, and The Who, among others. It's a great story of fuzz guitars, lawsuits, rock operas, and Jesus. And Glass Orchid also looks at Tame Impala, and they look at some Hong Kong cinema and music reviews. Interviews. It's a great, great zine. You can find out more at glassorchidmag.blogspot.com. And I have a little bit of a competition for you. If you are the first person who emails me and tells me who is the next artist that I am about to play, who is it? That's all I need to know. You need to identify the artist. Email me at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, FMOE, at colby-sawyer.edu. Tell me who the artist is. Send me your postal address anywhere in the world, and I'll send you something, whether it's a QSL, a zine, a CD of the show, something. So without further ado, here's the mystery artist.
Most of the people in our town always used to laugh at Wesley. But somehow, poor old Wesley never seemed funny to me. Well, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know much about life and living. Because when I was a young boy, here's what he said to me. What your eyes behold. And if you can't say something good about someone, don't say nothing at all. Every morning I'd stand and I'd wait for Wesley to come and take me down to our favorite place. Talk about happy things while fishing. He taught me how to live, how to be a man. And then he'd say,
don't believe anything you hear, and only have to watch your eyes behold. And if you can't say something good about someone,
to hear people laugh at Wesley. They called him a silly old man, right to his face. But I'm the only one who cried the day we lost Wesley. Now I'd give anything to hear him say, say something good about someone, don't say nothing at all. If everybody tried to be more like Wesley, there wouldn't be no drama at all.
And so I sit and I watch the shadows slide across the wall, and they touch on flowers pale again by winter's call, but I'm not there at all. So close, you touched your hand up to my cheek, and all those times came tumbling back. It made me feel so fine. You know, I sometimes think that you're still mine. I never thought a simple joy like this could make me lose my mind. And I still hear the ringing sound. I was so happy it was you, it spun my head around. And I swear I thought I'd cry for all the good I'd found. And that's the way it always was. And I guess that's just how it's gonna be. And I still hear the ringing sound. I was so happy it was you that spun my head around. And I swear I thought I'd cry for all the good I'd found. And that's the way it always was. And I guess that's just how it's gonna be.
Newspaper seller, he's out in every kind of weather, stands on the corner, offering rich news to the poor, and nobody cares. Money is the same for everyone.
Time it drags on, the crowds pass by Tom.
What made him choose selling the news, though worn is his coat and thin are his shoes? Still Tom smiles as he sells the news, shouting at the passers-by. Spring is a little time ago. Time drags for the clown on the corner. His bike through drizzle and snow. Tom's no friends, but no one will know. Back to his room where he'll sit on his own. Picks up his paper, reads some now, saves some for later. Chronicle gives him all the news and all the views, and helps him lose his lonely
pin on the corner for 23 years,
smiling at the people who don't see his fears. But he wouldn't choose anything else. Spring is a little time ago. Time drags for
time today. Curse the idiot delivery men, say they don't know that Tom's passed away. Two lines of newsprint, that was all that Tom's hard work meant.
Well, we know our EAS system works here at WSCS. I do hope that you got that alert about a thunderstorm that is in eastern Merrimack County. Looking out the window here, looks rather nice out there. Blue skies, clouds, sunshine. Perfect late July day. Well, we started off that set with a band called Spring Fever and their cover of the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. Then a group called Mantra doing their best Simon and Garfunkel thing. Simple Joys, Peregrine with a Newspaper Seller, and that was The Lighter Side and Yesterday's Highway, all from scarce 45s released in the late 1960s. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And there's Lobo is known for... Oh, what is that song? Oh, dear. And here's the one he's not so well known for.
I promised you if you'd love me, My body's here in the city, but my soul is back at home. My people need my education. Pleading eyes won't leave my head alone. So this is running.
was. All right, that was Lincoln Mayorga and the Distinguished Colleagues with their rendition of Norwegian Wood. Well, there have been glitches for the whole hour. Thanks for hanging in there. Radio Thrift Shop rocks, folks, and jazzes things up, revving between 33, 45, and 78 RPMs. And cruise out of here for this week, but remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.